Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Steve Forbes, longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 15 years later this year. We'll celebrate that with him, and he's the author of a number of books that you've seen, including the new one, Reviving America, which is still one of my favorites. Steve, thanks again for being here, and we appreciate all the hard work you do and all the great advocate that you are for free markets and for Main Street. We appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you for what you're doing, and hopefully we have an environment now where new business startups start to boom again instead of going in the wrong direction.
Well, when people ask me why I'm currently a supporter of Trump, and I wasn't always, but I am now, I tell them, well, it's because, number one, our president has made a payroll. Number two, he knows what it's like when the government gets in your grill. And number three, we now have a president who doesn't think I'm the enemy because I own a business.
Exactly right.
I'll take those three. Those three things will cover up a lot of ills, won't they?
Yes, they will. And when he starts to really move on things like taxes, I think this change will solidify, and the left is going to have a hard time undoing it. But
yep,
they've got to get it done.
Success will quiet a lot of big mouths, and I think that's what he's got. He's got to stay resolute about that. But you got to agree, is there anything you and I could do to take his Twitter account away from him?
It's amazing, and sometimes they're pretty funny, but he's got to learn. You've got to pick your fights now.
That's right.
And
that's right.
That's what you have a press secretary for.
Exactly.
And staff for. They
he can
throw some of those grenades.
He can use Twitter to make the media crazy. I'd like that part of it. I want to change subjects, though. You mentioned Judge Gorsuch, the Supreme Court nominee.
Yes.
Are you worried about his nomination at all?
No. One way or the other, they'll get it through. And the Democrats, many of them, are going through the rituals of saying he's the worst thing since Genghis Khan. But for most, they know it's not true, that he's the best they're going to get from the other side. And plus, he does not change the real ideological lineup of the court. And so to break your pick on this one, I think they're going to wait for a nominee who will change the real makeup of the Supreme Court. So I think he'll get through.
Yeah, my prediction is that they won't go nuclear on this one, but they probably will go nuclear on the next one.
I think that's absolutely right.
Because
I love about this guy is that, as we're referring to, he knows the danger of the regulatory state, of the bureaucratic state.
Yep.
He's written about it, and so I like that focus.
Are you concerned about Trump on foreign affairs?
Well, I'm. I think what Mattis did, who's a good choice for defense secretary, and I think Tillerson will be good in the State Department, what Mattis did in Asia this week was perfect. But I think the Russian thing's got to be worked out, and I think what Trump's going to find out. The reason I don't get as worried as others about Trump and Putin, I'll be blunt about it. Trump is an alpha male, and if somebody disses him, he's going to respond.
Yeah.
And so I don't think he's going to be a pussycat for Putin.
And that's the kind of person that a people, someone like Trump respects, isn't it?
Yeah. But he also is not going to be pushed around by such a person.
Right, right. Well,
I don't think, and
we know that President Obama. I mean, maybe you may not like some of the things that. Well, let me say this, Steve. See if you agree. There's just as much danger as being a foreign policy wimp as there is at being a foreign policy aggressor. What do you think?
And Trump is not an aggressor. He's made it clear. He's not out to slay dragons.
Right.
And which is a good thing. And that's why, you know, good, strong military, you have the dragons are going to behave themselves more.
Right.
And with Obama, they all knew, the Chinese knew, the Iranians knew, the Russians knew, you could push this guy around and there'd be no consequence.
Will he be more like a Reagan peace through strength kind of guy?
I think he understands that. And with the people he's getting around him, like Mattis and Tillerson, who people who know him say he's very, very capable.
Right.
I think it could have a good outcome.
Quickly, you're a big charter school advocate. Will DeVos
yes.
be approved?
I think it will be 51-50. She's been savaged, and because the unions know, she is a mortal enemy. They've been fighting her in
yep.
Michigan and elsewhere for 15 years, so they
yep.
know. She knows them. And they know she's not.
And boy, they're coming out after her with daggers drawn. There's no question about that. Hey, Steve, thank you for being here. Thank you for all the hard work and good work that you do. Good luck with your shoulder. We'll all be thinking about you.
Thank you, Jim. Have a good one.
Thank
you.
You too. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.